Welcome to The Manager's Desk. I'm Brett Gibson, and I know that for many of you, your first question today is, did Mike indeed have that knee replacement surgery yesterday, or was it just a cruel April Fool's joke again? Well, I'm happy to report Mike did indeed undergo his knee replacement surgery. Mike's wife, Nancy, says that the surgery went very smoothly and that he's doing well. Of course, I'll be sure to update you on Mike's recovery over the next few days and weeks. Meanwhile, please continue to keep Mike in your prayers as he recovers. And while you do that, can I ask you another favor that you'd add a couple others to your prayer list? My wife, Tina, has been visiting with her mom in Minnesota and ministering to her. My mother-in-law had the same surgery Mike did, in fact, 1 week earlier. So a week ago yesterday, and she has been really having a tough time with her recovery. And my wife has been back there, as I mentioned, helping with that, and it's been kind of a struggle for them both. So please keep them in your prayers as well. In the meantime, we're still counting the letters that came in from our spring letter month. Thank you to everyone who has written in. As of yesterday, the count stood at 1,025. Now, Jane will be continuing to count until the end of the week, and I'm confident that we'll reach our goal of 1,071. Again, thank you to all who took the time to write us. It's always such a blessing to hear from each and every one of you during our letter months. One such person that wrote in was Jim in the Twin Ports of Duluth Superior. Jim writes to say, "Hi, I just wanted to thank you for coming here to the Twin Ports of Duluth Superior. I've greatly appreciated the shows Unshackled, Adventures in Odyssey, your music, especially at night. Night Sounds, among others. Many of these shows were here on another station years ago, and I'm glad to hear them again. I hope Mike's surgery goes well. I think it's his knee, right? As we mentioned, yes, it's his knee. And I have a new one myself," Jim mentions here. He said 10 years now that he's had his new knee. He says, "Brett Gibson will do well. I think he was up here a few years ago, but not sure. You're a blessing to me and many others." And he goes on to say, "I've written before and love all of your announcers on the radio. I have your station ready to go when I hit the pillow. Thank you again for all you do to spread the message of eternal life through Jesus. God bless you all." Well, blessings to you too, Jim. You know, I'm thrilled that you found us. And yes, we have a long history, or I do, with Christian radio in the Twin Ports. I was the manager of our 89.5 signal there for several years with the previous ministry that owned it before we did here. And it's such a blessing to hear from you. And we'd love to hear from you, even though a letter month is officially over, at P.O. Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. For the manager's desk on this Thursday, have a great day. I'm Brett Gibson.